Folks, if you're a big-time sports fan, the past month we've lost Hall of Famers Bill Walton, Jerry West, and now Willie Mays. We're lucky enough to be joined by the Giants' Senior Director of Player Development during an incredibly busy and heartbreaking time. Kyle Haynes joins us. Kyle, greatly appreciate you joining us live from Birmingham prior to this special game. How's life treating you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, yeah, it turned into a great event here in Birmingham, and then obviously with Willie passing on, it's kind of taken on even another magnitude here in Birmingham.
You know, I'm old enough from New York. I actually saw him play later in his career at Shea Stadium with the Giants, then the Mets. I could tell you about his presence. But as a longtime member of this organization, how best to describe just the magnitude? Not just a great baseball player, but a kind of a legendary American athlete.
Yeah, I just think he meant so much to so many people, more than even just any home run he ever hit or catch he made in the outfield. You mentioned he was kind of that player, and it predates me, but so I speak from maybe a perspective. But you know, a lot of the people that I've talked through, because I've met so many different Giants fans from different areas, and I have friends who still live in New York and were Giants fans because their parents or grandparents or whoever was big Giants fans. But he really was a player who was a star in New York, and then as the teams moved west, became a star on the West Coast, and kind of bridged everybody in between. He's kind of one of those iconic figures that's just bigger than any stat he could have put up. His personality, amazing. I did get to meet him a few times. He used to come in and talk to all the minor league players up until recent years, and just an amazing human, and very inspirational, amazing wisdom, perspective on things. But he just many people. For me to sum it up, I couldn't. I know what he means to me, but some people just love the style and grace, the person, the homers, the defense, you name it. I think if you liked baseball, you like good people, you liked Willie Mays.
You know, I could say he's the best player I ever saw. People can put him in, you know, his place in the game. But I can't help but be captivated by the timing that this game at Rickwood Field, where his career started in 1948. You know, we've had the recent addition of the Negro League statistics. Would it be fair to say we're kind of witnessing a great moment in finally acknowledging those players who are just such a huge part of the game's history?
Yeah, I was actually in an Uber from the airport in Birmingham to my hotel yesterday, and had a long talk with a local gentleman, and his family and all the people he grew up with saw Willie Mays or grew up with Willie Mays, and he had told me that he said it felt like it was meant to be, and I think you know, it's just the timing is so ironic. Here we are in Willie's hometown to honor him, and then just 2 days before he ends up passing away. And you know, now it takes on an even different meaning, honoring Willie. And you know, this event, the timing is just incredible. Here, just 3 days ago, he was releasing a statement about he couldn't attend, and
right.
And you know, he was going to be watching, and then that happens. So, shock to us all, but also just very blessed that we ever got to know him, and so many people other than me just know him as, I mean, they know him as a best friend, you know, that's how they know him, or even people like Barry Bonds, who still works for us, that's his godfather and his father's best friend. And, you know, so many people, he just affected so many people in and out of the game or in and out of the Giants organization.
Talking with Kyle Haynes of the Giants organization, you know, in baseball they retired 42 permanently for Jackie Robinson. Recently they did that with Bill Russell's number 6. I know it's a little early, but fair to think that Major League Baseball's got to find some kind of way to kind of historically and permanently pay homage to Willie Mays.
Yeah, that would be special for sure. Well, have a lot bigger decisions to make than me, but I think even if something like that doesn't happen, 24 is always that number in baseball that seems to find its way to the best player on the field almost just naturally. I think that's what Willie Mays means to baseball, is people say, I want to be 24, or they might say, I want to be 7 because of Mickey Mantle. Those numbers tend to always gravitate towards, you know, the player on the team, and we saw that with, like, Michael Jordan on the basketball floor. People want to wear 23 just because you know, they want to honor him, and you tend to want your best player wearing those type of numbers. And you know, 24 is definitely ingrained in a lot of us and associated with greatness, and people probably wear it in other sports too, because they just look at 24 and think that's a great number, and they can't help but think the reason they think that is because that's Willie Mays' number.
Yeah, trust me, for my generation, there were fights over who's getting 24. Kyle, when you visit a venue that's classic, they talk about the feel. I've been to Doubleday Field at Cooperstown. I saw Mantle late in his career at the original Yankee Stadium. I mean, you're at Rickwood Field. Kind of paint us a picture or a feel to what it's like to be on the site of a place that is such a big part of history and a game that, you know, you've made your life's passion.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for old ballparks, so obviously I'm kind of starstruck just by the facility and the history and just so many of the stories that have evolved. I believe it's the oldest ballpark in the United States. I saw 1910 associated with it, and I just think it's amazing that it's surviving and that people are working hard to keep it, you know, going strong. So many of our classic ballparks have been torn down over the years, whether it's a major league park or a minor league park. And it's just awesome that this ballpark survives and thrives in 2024.
Couple final thoughts for Kyle Haynes, the senior director of player personnel for the Giants. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about our Eugene Emeralds. We know we had the gut-wrenching vote recently. I know folks are going to ask me, you know, what becomes. We know after next season they'll move on. So is it possible to offer any insight on the process, or is it a bit too early and you're kind of focused on the big club healing up and getting back in the playoff race?
Yeah, I think it's still too early, I guess, to answer the question directly. And, you know, to be completely honest, I think the most honest answer I can give is I don't know. But I think the one thing we are currently trying to do is exploring every creative option we can to keep the team in Eugene, in the Eugene area. And, I think if anybody has any great ideas to message Alan Benavides and let him know. And I think we're all very emotionally interested. Oregon is Giants territory, Eugene, so many Giants fans in Eugene, we want to stay there, but obviously it's more of a relationship with Major League Baseball for a minor league team. Obviously the Padres have been there, the Cubs, and now it's the Giants, so it's not just Giants specific, but to keep a baseball team there would be our number one priority, and we're going to explore every option to make that happen right now. But obviously we're getting at a tipping point just because we're in a tough spot. So the honest answer, I don't know. But the Eagles are going to stay there in the short term. We definitely know that. And highly encourage everybody to go out and try to support the team. And, you know, I know even, you know, we'll have to be at PK for the next couple years trying to, you know, figure, even if we do get a solution. So head on out to PK and support your team and root those players on and make that place of a community just like they have in the past.
Yeah, it's only been a month. So in closing, to kind of lighten things up, I see you graduated Eastern Illinois. So among Tony Romo, Sean Payton, or John Malkovich, who's the most famous Panther?
Ooh, who's the most famous Panther? Oh, that's a really good question. It's hard to beat Tony Romo just because, you know, he did it in the era he did it. But Sean Payton, I mean, he's made a great career for himself. Shanahan also went there.
I didn't know that.
Garoppolo. We got a lot. Even Matt Hughes for the Ultimate Fighting fans listening in. Matt Hughes, the Hall of Fame UFC fighter, also a wrestler on the wrestling team. Got a lot of good ones. And it's a lot of hardworking people, but the most famous, it's got to be Tony Romo. His face is still on TV, so I'm seeing him on commercials and on CBS every weekend, so it's got to be him.
All right, well, we'll see. If Sean Payton can win a Super Bowl, maybe that'll change. But, folks, he's Kyle Haynes. He's Kyle Haynes. A lot going on. Generous enough with his time to share some thoughts on the passing of Willie Mays. Kyle, means so much you were able to join the show. Wishing you and yours well. Thanks a million. Travel safe. And, of course, for the Giants, best of luck the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy. And before I go to break, a huge thanks and much appreciation to Alan Benavides and the Eugene M's. I hit up AB this morning. He put this together for us in like 10 minutes, and Kyle just generous enough to come on our show today. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more 95.3 The Score.